section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting, one show at a time.
The views and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of the hosts. All the penis jokes, racial statements, and inappropriate comments should not be associated with our guests and sponsors. This show is for entertainment purposes only, and if you're easily offended, we suggest you stop listening now. But if you do, you will deprive yourself of the most amazing auditory orgasm ever. And who doesn't like a good auditory orgasm?
I am about to tell you something that'll change the face of history.
Coming to you live from the dirty stalls of the IBWIP studio and the airwaves of Silent Storm Radio, please welcome Amish BJ, Cold Beer Coley, and the podcasting god,
Amen.
Blake Clayton, and another fucked up episode of It Burns When I Pee.
We're not total dicks.
Follow that, bitch.
1, 2, 3, 4... When I turn my radio dial, I hear it's pop country. Those corporate jerks sure get on my nerves. That ain't country to me.
Now it burns when I pee. It burns when I pee.
That's what Nashville did to me. So let's take a piss on the Nashville music fest. Cause
now it burns when I pee. Taking any more of your pain that you have been causing time and time again. She's not giving you any more loving. Tonight she'll be making love to me again. She left you for a reason. I think you already know. She don't like being mistreated by a man she once loved so. You can take an angel and treat her that way. That's why you're now lonely, as she loves me today. She's not taking any more of your pain that you have been causing time and time again. She's not giving you any more loving. Tonight she'll be making love to me again. Never hurt her with the things you didn't say. She needs a man to love her. Now I'm the man that shares her bed. I plan to keep her happy all the days of her life. You had a chance to love her. used to be your wife. She's not taking any more of your pain that you have been causing time and time again. She's not giving you any more loving. Tonight she'll be making love to me again. Tonight she'll be making again.
Pay attention, folks. Here is how you contact the show. We love your feedback, so get off your lazy asses and get a hold of us. You can email Blake at ibwip.com, AmishBJ at ibwip.com, and ColdBeer at ibwip.com. That's my mom and dad. We also have a dial-in number that you can use to leave us a voicemail or call in during the live taping. Now program this into your phone. 1-203-429-4711. We look forward to hearing from you, and remember, boob pics are always welcome.
More booby pics! More booby pics! More booby pics! More booby pics!
I broke down and called the devil last night. I was feeling wrong and I had to get right. Whiskey wasn't working, needed something with a bite. Moonshine, shine on me. That phone kept ringing till it finally picked up. I told him I was sorry, I just needed top shelf stuff. He brewed a little hellfire and poured it in my cup. Moonshine, shine on me. Moonshine, moonshine, shine on me. This world's gotten too dark, I can't hardly see. Eyes wide, but I can't hide the price she took from me. Oh, moonshine, moonshine, shine on me. Hit my lips like a heavyweight's fist. I didn't know what I'd been needing, but I knew damn well what I'd miss. Well, hot damn Alabama, that woman packed the kids. Moonshine, shine on me. Moonshine, moonshine, shine on me. This world's gotten too dark, I can't hardly see. My eyes are wide, but I can't hide the price she took from me. Oh, moonshine, moonshine, shine on me. More hit the floor, my belly full of sin. I got up on my knees and I got right back down again. This race is finally started and I don't wanna win. Moonshine, shine on me. Moonshine, moonshine, shine on me. This world's gotten too dark, I can't hardly see. I'm wild, but I can't hide the price she took from me. Oh, moonshine, moonshine, shine on me. I woke up with an empty cup and my soul stolen from me. Oh, moonshine, moonshine, shine on me.
Hello?
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 Do you guys want to do a show?
I would love to do the show.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
We're getting ready to do it.
Okay.
Just want to make sure you guys are ready.
Contact.
Welcome, everyone, to episode 75 of A Burns When I Pee. This episode is entitled Happy Twinkies Giving. And we are here to celebrate not only the day the pilgrims tricked the Indians into giving them all their land, but we're also going to celebrate the beloved Twinkie. And first and foremost, I must introduced? Yeah, that's how we do it. Holy shit, it's the one, it's the only, Cold Beer Coley, my dear, welcome.
Woo! I'm taking my shirt off.
Yeah, all right, that's what I'm talking about.
She was just doing like the charo, gitch-gitch-goo, with her boobs.
Holy tamale, that's why I don't like that you guys live 12 hours away.
Ew.
And the masculine, sexy voice that you hear on the other end. The bacon man himself, the one and only Amish BJ. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Hello, hello, hello.
Well, folks, welcome. For those of you that are tuning in on Mixlr, head on over to silentstormradio.com. Click on the green hyperlink right there on the main page and join the chat. Be with us. Be one with us.
Yes.
So I fucked up right off the bat, which is so unusual for me.
It's okay, Blake. Don't beat yourself up. We still love you.
Yes. Yes, we do.
You're good enough. You're smart enough. And doggone it, people like you.
Aw, you're so sweet. I'm going to put you on my thankful list. But we just got done hearing Tonight She's Making Love to Me Again by Ray Lawrence Jr. And that was not the song we had planned to play by Ray, but it works. And then, hold on a second. Why don't I do that before we start the show? I should always just do that.
Do you have a hairball?
I do think it is pubic hair from me trying to suck my own dick, which is what we talked about for like an hour and a half during working class radio before the show.
Nice.
Last time I tried that, I rolled off the couch.
Well, that's why you should do it in a bed, silly.
I guess, but... Yeah, you're right.
And we also heard Shine by Fifth on the Floor. So thank you all for tuning in. Let's just get started first and foremost by saying happy birthday to Sean.
Happy birthday, Shawnee.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Woo!
Yay, he's
going to
be 12.
That's your last year before he becomes a teenager. And by talking to him before the show, I realized that you guys might want to check his under his armpits. I think he's growing hair because his voice is becoming more and more masculine.
Yes, it is. And I was actually, we were wrestling this weekend, you know, as fathers and sons do. I'm sure you know, Blake. And part of his torture was I was pulling his armpit hair and leg hair.
Nice.
Mama yes. stays out of that.
And I don't know if you heard the story of what we did to him on Friday night.
No, but do tell.
Well, Mom and Dad imbibed in quite a bit of alcoholic spirits,
yes.
if you will.
Spits.
And we were very, very inebriated. And we thought it would be a great idea at 1 in the morning to try the shaving cream trick on both boys. You know, where you put the shaving cream in their hand and then you tickle their nose and they hit their face.
Right.
Well, turns out once you put shaving cream in somebody's hand, they wake up.
Oh.
Especially when both inebriated parents are sitting there going, hee, hee, hee,
hee. Mommy's trying to take pictures.
And I'm sure that, like, your depth perception was off, so that you're, like, banging it up against their hand, the can, before you even start squirting it.
Right.
Probably. It didn't help that he had to climb onto the bed to do it.
Nice.
So, then, after that, Shawnee was all irritated. So I stood in the hallway and went, Shawnee! Shawnee! Wake up, Shawnee! He didn't appreciate that either.
Leave me alone. I'm trying to sleep.
And I can just imagine. He's standing there in the hallway watching you scream and yell like an idiot, a buffoon, and just sitting there shaking his head going,
Oh, God, I thought I was such a drunk.
Yeah, pretty much.
He was. Then you tried it on Liam, and his little butt woke up, too.
See, all I did was have a Nerf gun zombie fight with my kids.
Well, that's fun, too.
Oh, yeah, until your 16-year-old son, who's like outweighs you by like 100 pounds and is like 6 inches taller, and you decides, oh, I'm going to put Dad in a chokehold. And Molly's just standing there with a Nerf gun. I'm like, shoot him in the head. And she's just standing there like, I'm like, oh, great. If anybody ever breaks into this house, we're fucked. So, it's that time of year. It's Thanksgiving, but we're putting our own little spin on it, and we're making it Twinkiesgiving. And the first feature that we're going to do tonight is our famous stupid people doing stupid things. So let's start this off. I paid $5 for this.
It burns when I pee, brings the latest news happenings. It's stupid people doing stupid things. Stupid people doing stupid things with cold beer podcasting. Got an Amish BJ. So sit back, relax on IBWIP. Here's stupid people doing stupid things.
Woo. All right, folks. Well, as you know, it was last Saturday night, I was up really, really late, laying in bed, watching the History Channel. It was about 1 in the morning, and I saw this commercial. And the commercial was for a company named Post-Evac. Have you ever heard of Post-Evac?
It sounds very freaking familiar. I think I may know the commercial you're talking about.
Well, I was kind of astonished that it was on the History Channel, but then realized it was 1 o'clock in the morning. And Post-Evac is the world's leading provider of vacuum therapy systems. And you're probably thinking to yourself, for your living room carpet?
No.
Not at all. Their products include the Erectech, the tension system. it's the Erectech is what it is, basically what we're talking about here. And I'll post a link for everyone later on. But basically, it is a vacuum therapy system progressed over the years. It has become evident that the older systems are cumbersome, hard to use, and not very comfortable for patients. So out of necessity, the Erectech was derived. The Erectech is the easiest for patients to use, and it will always produce comfortable and suitable erections for the patient. So basically, this is a big, long tube made of plastic, and if you can't get a hard-on, instead of using Viagra, you put this on your penis and you pump it.
It's a cock pump.
Cock pump. Well, and I thought to myself, this is something that I need to look into. Only because I'm getting older and I have to think ahead.
Right.
But what astonished me on the commercial was that they said that Medicare would pay for this.
Nice.
And I thought to myself, how on earth, if the government will not pay, or your insurance will not pay for birth control pills, why on earth would Medicare pay for a penis pump? So, about 2 days later, I was scouring the interweb, and I found this from the Washington Times. I don't know what Washington, I guess Washington, D.C. I don't know. And Medicare claims fraud suspect for penis pumps. Let me read a little bit to you, and bear with me. It is a little lengthy, but I want you guys to get the full effect. A new report by federal auditors says that Kansas-based company may have paid out as much as $4.2 million in potential fraudulent Medicare claims for penis pumps, and the auditors have asked the company to refund the government the money.
Oh, my gosh.
Who makes that call? Excuse me, hello, Mr. Is this Post-Evac? Hello, is this Post-Evac?
Yes, this is.
Hi, this is the United States government. How are you?
I am well, thank you. And my cock is huge.
Right. This was the cock, this was the vacuum that Hulk Hogan endorses.
I bet it is. Guaranteed to turn your penis into a baby arm holding an apple.
So the government is so hard up for money that they're going to try to get $4.2 million in fraudulent Medicare. The Health and Human Services Inspector General said that it sampled 100 claims made by Postvac, the Dodge City-based penis pump manufacturer, and found improperties in more than half of the payments for what are known as male vacuum erection systems. The errors range from the company's failing to maintain proof that it delivered the pump to customers to one instance when the physician's approval order wasn't even signed by a doctor. So I take it your doctor has to sign this.
Nice.
Would you go into your doctor and say, I want to get a Postvac penis pump?
Yes.
If you were 80 years, if you were like 70 years old, would you do it?
Actually, I've only been to the doctor twice in like the last 5 years, so no, I would not go to the doctor to ask for a penis pump.
He'd buy one off the street, yo.
Yeah, I'd just get a cheap one at the adult bookstore and
see if it worked. Nice. That was good sound effects. Together, the claims from the small sample amounted to $18,007 in billing, and when multiplied across Postvac's entire set of 28,088 claims, the potential for fraudulent payments came up to be $4.2 million in 2008 and 2009. Oh, this is a little late. So they took a sample, and they noticed that there was $18,000 worth of fraudulent billing, and so they just multiplied that by how many claims there were. The government doesn't do that when we want, like, money, you know?
No. Nothing's efficient when it comes to the government.
Ever.
Nothing ever. Ever. And look at the post office.
What about the post office?
Have you tried to mail anything lately, Blake?
Yeah, I mailed about $2,000 worth of postage.
Right, and how pleasant were those fine people working behind the counter?
They were very unpleasant.
Right, and how long of a line did you wait in?
I timed it pretty well. I didn't go during the rush hours.
Oh. Okay, smart. Well, lucky you.
The vacuum systems are considered durable medical equipment and are therefore eligible to be paid for as a claim under Medicare. The federally funded health coverage program for the country's senior citizens. In a response to the auditors on behalf of Postvac, Wayne H. Van Helm. I wonder if he was an original member of Van Halen.
He could be, or he could be related to Van Helsing.
Yes. I take the vampires, and I take their dicks in my hand, and I put the Postvac on it, and however you did that.
I didn't know Van Helsing was Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I was a vampire. They're from Austria, right?
Blah, blah, you forgot.
Blah, blah.
Why does everybody think I say blah, blah, blah?
Let's see here. Mr. Wayne the H. Van Helm, president of Van Helm Group, which is a Medicare compliance consultancy. So the company did try to maintain sufficient documents to verify that each item were delivered properly. They tried to maintain. You know, you are a major company. You should probably try really hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, we'll wrap it up. So basically, stupid people.
Sorry.
Stupid people doing stupid things. Are we talking about Medicare, or are we talking about Postvac being the stupid people doing stupid things?
I think there's a whole lot of stupid to go around in this one, Blake.
Yes, I agree. Well, I was on the website, and I was thinking to myself, well, how much one of these cost?
How much was it?
So much. I couldn't quite figure out how much they were.
That's because they charge Medicare.
Oh, right. But they should. It says order online here. I wonder if we should call them.
We should. At some point.
Do you want to try to call them now?
We could. The fuck else better do we got to do?
There's four steps to putting the apparatus on. First, you want to step one, you want to lubricate your penis, the inside of the penile cylinder, and your pubic hair with a water-soluble sealing gel. It's so funny because the picture, this guy has like a little itty bitty penis, and by the time he's done, he's got that whole thing chucked full.
So they actually show his penis?
They're diagrams.
Oh, okay. Well, is that like super seal gel? Is that like Fixident? Like, could he use his Fixident from his dentures and just like Fixident and forget it?
Well, they have Stay Erect, which are the parts, and they're little at the bottom of it. They're little rubber donuts, and I think that's what seals the deal.
Oh, I gotcha.
Order online.
Like ribbed for her pleasure.
Kind of. Oops, there's nothing in your cart. Okay. Well, I think we should call these guys.
Okay.
Let's do it.
You want to?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Bear with me 1 second. We'll get this. We're doing it live. We're doing it on the fly.
Right. No paper here tonight, folks.
There's a lot of Spanish folks in this movie Sean's watching.
Oh, I thought maybe in the chat room.
No, and it has a lion in it.
Okay, let's see. A lion in the movie?
Yeah, and it's the voice of Jesus, I think. Liam Neeson.
What? So Liam goes, what? Why are you always calling me? All right, the number here, let's see. 1-800. 1-800. Bear with me, I didn't have it all. 297 and 7434. Remember that, 7434.
Mike says you should call the number and tell him that you got your dog's dick stuck in the pump.
Hello, thank you for calling. Please listen carefully as the menu options may have changed. Congratulations! Just for calling in today, you're going to the Bahamas on a complimentary 2-night Bahamas cruise.
Woo!
Wow, this really is exciting. Your complimentary 2-night cruise will include unlimited dining in the ship's 4 spectacular restaurants.
This is awesome!
Luxurious onboard spa and health club, as well as access to one of the largest casinos on any cruise ship. Your only responsibility is nominal port fees of $59 per person payable to your credit card today. Congratulations again. I'm sure you'll have a fabulous time on your Bahamas cruise, and it may be used any time in the next 18 months. I'll connect you over to an agent that will give you all the exciting details. Press any touch tone now to hear all the details on the fabulous 2-night Bahamas cruise. To be transferred to an agent who can advise you on how to schedule your travel dates,
what?
Press any touch tone now.
This is not right. 1-800-279-7434. That's what
Congratulations. Just for calling in today, you're going to the Bahamas on a free night cruise.
Can I take my cock pump that I'm calling for with me?
And the ship's 4 spectacular restaurants. Use of our luxurious onboard spa and health club. As well as access to one of the largest casinos on any cruise ship. And remember, your only expense is the nominal U.S. government port tax of just $59 per person.
Yes!
I'm sure you'll have a fabulous time on your Bahamas cruise. To learn more about your free 2-night cruise, press 1 now.
Now!
This is bullshit.
Bullshit.
I'm seriously calling the 1-800-279-74. That's what I called the order of my penis pump.
Well, they want you to get a penis pump and
go to the Bahamas.
Go to the Bahamas now.
Congratulations. Congratulations. Oh, yeah, see? 1-800. I don't know what the deal is. That's bullshit.
I'm writing them a letter.
Congratulations.
Where's my cock pump?
So that whole bit just went down the tube. So let's talk about the Christie home Thanksgiving. What do you guys got planned for the big shenanigans?
Wine.
Yeah, I got a gallon jug of cheap bum wine.
Nice.
And I'm making a 20-pound. Actually, I went to the store the other day because I always get the turkey for next year, this year, because they're really cheap at this time of year, and you can deep freeze those things. Well, I got one, and I just picked it up, and I seen $14, and I'm like, fuck yeah. Well, it was a 20-pound turkey, and I'm like, when I got it home, I seen it was a 20-pound turkey, and I went, holy shit, who the hell does that? Well, then I looked at the one I had in the deep freeze from last year, 21 pounds. That's right. Go big or go home, bitches.
Now, how the hell do you make a turkey that big?
Really big rolling papers, and you smoke it up.
You put it in a really, really big bong.
Yes.
He is actually going to be using his smoker and smoke it for a day. Because that's probably how long it's going to take.
No, it will take like 16 hours.
Jesus. Okay.
Stuffed with sausage, apples, and onions.
Do you have to put your hand in its butt?
Oh, yeah. I put my whole penis in there, too.
He plays with it.
After I use my cock pump, I insert my penis into the turkey's cavity with that spray butter stuff.
Nice.
And I slosh it all around.
And he makes the turkey dance a little bit from the tip right. of his penis.
And you let the children eat this then?
Yeah. Why not?
Well, I thought this would be a good time for us to kind of go over. I don't want any family services coming after us, so I'm just going to move along. What are some of the things that we're thankful for? You know, this is the time of year, like I said, when the pilgrims tricked the Indians into being friends.
Yes.
Before we raped and pillaged their land.
And gave them smallpox blankets.
Right. And Christopher Columbus brought over all kinds of diseases and sicknesses like the flu and good times.
Gonorrhea.
But we learned how to make corn, so that's what really matters.
Right.
Yep.
Because we get corn liquor out of it.
It all comes around. So... Coley, why don't you tell us a couple things that you're thankful for?
What I'm thankful for is you, Blake.
Oh, God, Jesus. That is not in the script.
Now, long story short, 3, 2, 1, I am thankful for everything I have. My kids, my darling husband's beard, a job, and all my wonderful friends that I get to speak to every week here on SilentStormRadio.com.
And her family.
And my family, of course.
And BJ, how about you? What are the things that you're thankful for?
I am thankful for world peace, gallon jugs of wine, my lovely children, my wife, and my family. And Blake Clayton. And I would also like to thank my favorite Asian man ever, Sean K. Preston.
Sean K. Preston in the chat room tonight, folks.
So hey-o!
If you're not over there right now, I don't know what your problem is. You need to go say hi to him. Good times. I'm so unfortunately.
What are you thankful for, Blake?
Huh?
What are you thankful for?
Well, I'm going to say I'm thankful for Miles and my children. And I'm thankful for my sick and demented idea about 6 years ago to start doing this show because I've met a lot of people. And I'm also very thankful for my life partner, Jeff, and my northern life partner, Shannon. They're both great guys, if you know what I mean. Wink, wink.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
You guys.
You guys are ridiculous.
Okay. You're so silly.
Still like gooses. Well, speaking of turkeys that BJ is going to smoke for hours and hours and hours, we're going to get ready to play a song here by Deep Fried Squirrel entitled Southwest Missouri Home. And just to remind everybody that this segment of It Burns When I Pee is sponsored by Summer's Eve Douche. Ladies, if you test it with your pinky and it's a little stinky, choose Summer's Eve Feminine Douche.
You're listening to IBWIP.com on Silent Storm Radio.
That's right, folks. Like the boy said, you can come on over to www.silentstormradio.com, and once you're there, you're right there on our live page where you hear us play some fine tunes and you listen to us yap your ear off. And then if you look above that, we have a bunch of tabbies that has a calendar page. And that shows you any special events that we are going to be having. And there's also a show page, which shows you descriptions of the shows and their times. And then we also, last but not least, have a contact page where you can get a hold of us and let us know how we are doing and give us feedback. We love your feedback. I should know.
Attached to the rotor tail, the smile of a woman that I guarantee you'll never forget. She's the queen of Interstate 49. Red stop light is the top of the line for a brand new garden hook Sailor 100. Well, she definitely give you the time. That Louisiana's evil to the core. She's big and easy, and that's a big 10-4. Better floor that rig full till she comes knocking on your Peterbilt. Cause her evil ways are more than you. Well, the first time I met her was a week and all. When I took a wrong turn around Arkansas. When I came to, I was in the bayou at the Welcome Center half a mile. Peeking out from behind the display with the eyes like a big round ashtray. Saying, break a one, I'm looking for a good time. So, trucker, do you want to play? That Louisiana's evil to the core. She's big and easy, and that's a big 10-4. Better pull that rig full till she comes knocking on your Peterbilt. Cause her evil ways are more than you bargained for. Her perfume is called Oh, You Forgot to Wipe. Well, believe you me, she's not exactly the ticking on the mama type. Well, we commenced a sleeper cab romance when suddenly I snapped out of the trance and found myself subdued by the Cajun voodoo of a demon in Hispanic pants. That Louisiana's evil to the core. She's big and easy, and that's a big 10-4. Floor that rig full till she comes knocking on your Peterbilt. Cause her evil ways are more than you bargained for.
It's time to do the show again.
Okay.
Alright, so just act like we're just starting it out, okay?
Okay.
Are you ready, Collie?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm whispering.
What?
Why are we whispering?
Because we don't want the live people listening live to know we're getting ready to start.
Oh, okay. Okay. So it's secret.
Yeah, go ahead and count us down.
3.
Welcome back, everyone, to episode 75 of It Burns When I Pee. I am your host, Blake Clayton. And I have with me Cold Beer Coley and Amish BJ as always, and we are celebrating Twinkie's Giving tonight.
Dick.
That I use a pump with. Congratulations, BJ and Coley, you're going to Bahamas.
Just $59 a night.
No, just $59 at the port.
Oh, at the port.
And that was just for your cock pump.
Hee-haw. Well, we just got done here in Louisiana by Gut and Bucket. And before that, of course, we heard Deep Fried Squirrel. And we are ready for segment number 2. And to start us off, Cold Beer, why don't you give us some fan feedback? Okay.
Why aren't you guys sending us any fucking feedback, man? Where I need the big words. You need to pick on me, right? I need to start sweating a little bit.
She needs the big one, and she needs to sweat. BJ, what are you holding? What's holding you up, buddy?
A cock pump and a trip to the Bahamas.
Congratulations! Well, folks, as just a couple of you probably know, on Facebook, a lot of the world has been discussing the Big Hostess Twinkie catastrophe. I mean, did you guys hear anything about that?
I did.
Not a single thing.
What'd you say, Coley?
Not a single thing.
Oh, you didn't? Oh.
It was in between the cat pictures and the political bitches and George Takei's posts.
Awesome. Okay. I must have missed it.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. Well, to give you a quick rundown, Hostess is going out of business. People say it's because of the strike. I say it's because they don't know how to manage their money. And right now in our town, you cannot find any Hostess at all. You cannot even find Twinkies. But in my hands, I have one Twinkie left from my collection. So
you actually did eat those things,
oh,
right?
Yeah. I have partaken in Twinkies throughout my adulthood. When I lived at my roommate's house, whenever I was depressed or they saw that I was in a bad mood, they would go buy boxes of Twinkies. And one time they bought a 24-pack of Twinkies. Do you know if you eat a 24 Twinkies in 2 days, it's not good for your health?
No, I
can imagine.
So,
and you know what? I don't think I've eaten a Twinkie in 15 years. Maybe that's part of the problem.
That's why they're going out of business, because nobody eats them besides me.
Because you can't wrap the fuckers in bacon. I guess you could, but
oh, you could do it, because I've had a deep fried Twinkies. The first time I saw Jory Alcorn play in Chicago at the Horseshoe, I had a deep fried Twinkie, and I thought I was going to fucking lose my mind. I was on a sugar high like no tomorrow. So what are your guys' thoughts on the big Twinkie stink and how it was taken on Facebook?
Just like everything else on Facebook, it was blown way out of fucking proportion. I'll take you back to the great everybody upset about Amy Winehouse episode and the great Whitney Houston is dead, oh my God episode, and the great Mitt Romney versus Obama episode, and what else has there been? It's just like everything else, people get on it. Just like the picture of Abraham Lincoln, and it said, finally, Lincoln's doing well in the theaters. You know how many times I've seen that on Friday? I'm like...
It's kind of like the, you know, pit bulls aren't bad.
Right. I mean, it's just like, that's why today I started my quest to clean out the friends list a little bit.
Are you going to leave me on there?
Yes.
Nice.
I'm going to leave people that I actually talk to on there. There's like probably 500 people that I've never even said hello to.
Somehow
they just got there.
For those of you that are Facebook fans with me, I just posted a picture of me licking my Twinkie. So nice. I'm going to commence eating this. Coley, is there anything you want to add to Hostess going out of business and me eating this? You know, this Twinkie probably costs like $100 now. Like, because on eBay.
eBay. Got a lot of money.
Yeah, so I'm. This is like the most expensive bit we've done on IBWIV.
Okay, so my thoughts on it, fuck Twinkies and fuck Hostess. Sorry, Blake. Don't choke on your Twinkie. He does that awfully well.
How can you say that fucking Twinkie? How can you fucking Twinkie?
Right in its creamy middle.
God,
of sweet treats and snack cakes has always been tasty cakes.
Oh, God, these are so good.
Half the country has no clue what a fucking tasty cake is.
Well, that's because they suck.
Oh, God. Oh, God, this is delicious.
He's having an orgasm, folks. Watch out.
And it's funny because I look at it and I'm thinking, I've had 100 million of these in my lifetime, but this one's worth like $100. I've never even bought a steak for $100.
Sometime we need to do that.
Buy steaks for $100?
Fuck yeah.
Folks, if you go to the IBWIP donation button, click on it, and we're trying to raise money so we can have $100 steaks.
And cocaine. And strippers. So donate big and donate often.
Oh, God. Well, oh, pardon me. Oh,
it turns all your good feelings or all your bad feelings into good feelings, right?
I know. And last night, Molly was like, you're really going to eat that last one on the show? And I'm like, yeah. She goes, you're not going to share it? I'm like, why would I share it with somebody? She's like, well, Eli may never have a Twinkie again. I'm like, he'll five. He'll forget. Oh, my God. Well.
Are you okay?
God, this is so good.
Are you going to make it?
I'm savoring it. Usually when I eat a Twinkie, it's two bites. But tonight.
You're making it last.
Right. Right, it's kind of like an anniversary sex. You go real slow.
Okay.
Make it last.
I don't.
If I see a box of Twinkies, it'll kill me to do it, but I will pick them up for you.
You can't find them anywhere in this town. It's crazy.
We looked the other day in our store, and I never.
We didn't even look.
We just went past the snack cake aisle, and I don't think I've ever seen any Hostess shit in our store.
No, huh. I don't think they carry Tasty Cakes
and Entenmann's.
And Edamons, fucking yes, Edamons. The friggin'
What is it?
The cheese Danish?
Yeah, I like the strawberry Danishes. Yeah, they're pretty awesome.
Yeah, the strawberry Danish is
and I don't eat cakey things.
That would be an orgasm for me.
One time I was over at Uncle Bubba's house, and he had a box of Twinkies, and I was like, oh, hell yeah, and I took one, I ripped it open, and I just bit into it. Fucking was filled with banana filling. Oh, God. Made me want to vomit.
You hate banana flavored stuff too, don't you?
I hate bananas, banana flavors, banana smells, banana candy. I hate anything that has to do with a banana. If a girl stuck a banana up her vagina, I'd be like, you're on your own, bitch. Okay, so for many of you that follow the show, we've been doing some intern interviews, and they've kind of been sprinkled throughout the last couple months. And we recently did another one. Usually we do these live, but unfortunately this interviewee wasn't available to do this tonight, so we pre-recorded. So sit back, relax, and enjoy our next intern interview.
Hello there.
Hello, Pat. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, honey. How the hell are you?
I'm doing really well. I'm sorry we couldn't get you on the show live, but you seem to have a little...
It's okay. My schedule is really tough. I work long hours.
Long, huh? What do you do for a living?
I work in a porn shop.
Oh, really? Oh, that's interesting.
Yes.
Well, you've heard us do intern interviews before, so you kind of know what's going to go down. We're trying to find an IBWIP intern, and so we just thought we'd ask you some questions, if that's okay.
Yeah, that would be fine, honey.
Okay. Well, here at IBWIP, we're like a team. Did you ever play any organized sports when you were a kid?
Yes, I played football, soccer, and field hockey.
Really?
Yes.
Which one was your favorite?
I would have to say field hockey.
Okay. Were you good?
I was. Not the greatest, but I was good for me.
And that's all that matters, really.
Yes.
If you could leave the field, you know, proud of yourself, that's what matters most.
Definitely.
So, have you ever had anal sex?
Yes, I have.
Oh, okay. Were you the pitcher or the catcher?
Both.
At the same time?
Yes.
Wow.
It was a kinky night.
I guess so. It must have been some drinking involved in there.
Oh, lots and lots of wine.
What's your favorite flavor or what kind of wine?
I like the twist off Arbor Mist stuff and maybe some Night Train. I am just a cheap bum wine drinker.
Night Train. Well, you hit it hard, man.
Yeah.
So we're getting ready to celebrate Thanksgiving, and I just kind of wanted to know, what are you going to do for Thanksgiving?
Oh, me and my lover Chris are going to have a little intimate dinner here at the house.
And are you the one that cooks mostly, or does Chris cook?
We share duties.
What's your favorite Thanksgiving food?
I would have to say cranberries.
Cranberries, okay. Not from a can, though.
Oh, I love the little gelatin cans.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah.
I thought maybe you'd be more of a, elegant, like homegrown and then homemade ones, but.
Oh, honey, I'm deliciously trashy.
Deliciously trashy. All right, well, that's good to know. So, do you have a middle name?
Yes. It's Robin.
Rob. Okay. Well, as you're aware, being a fan of the show and all, we really like our fair share of porn. And, it was kind of neat to know that you work at a porn store. So what kind of porn do you like?
Oh, I like all kinds, honey. I like the Asian porn.
Oh, yes, yes.
I love some interracial porn. It's so dirty.
Just nasty. You just know it's bad for you, you know?
Yes. And I'll even watch a little gay porn from time to time, but it gets boring. All those ladies just licking each other over and over again. It's boring.
I know. After a while, you're just like, come on,
Yeah, you want to see some penetration.
So there's a lot of research that goes into preparing an episode of IBWIP. If you're hired as our intern, you'd be asked to do around 10 hours a week worth of research. Can you dedicate that kind of time to the show?
I could do it at the nudie store, hon.
Oh, do you have internet there?
Yes.
Are you guys open 24 hours, or what's the...
Yeah, it's a 24-hour place.
Wow.
And sometimes I work the glory hole.
Oh, I guess...
What's so funny, honey?
I just wasn't expecting that. So, I know in the past you've had some serious health issues. And IBWIP doesn't provide health insurance to its interns. We keep all our T-shirt money for ourselves. But will
greedy
you be
bastard?
Yes, I've been called greedy and some other things. Would you be missing any work with another like anal wart flare up?
I would be okay, honey. You help me get rid of those. Those anal warts—they're all gone now.
Okay. But I mean, is it like herpes that kind of flares up all the time for the rest of your life, or?
No, I think I burned the shit out of my skin.
So, we recently had the election. It was a very, very important time for our country. Did you go out and vote?
Yes, I did.
Do you want to elaborate? I mean, who did you vote for? Can I ask, or is that?
I voted for that Barack Obama guy.
Really?
Really?
Yes.
Really? Him and BJ don't get along very well.
Yes, I heard that episode.
Well, Pat, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, and we hadn't heard from you in a long time. We were kind of getting worried about you.
Yeah, I'm sorry, honey. I've been really busy. The nudie store keeps me busy.
Do you guys have like magazines and books and like movies?
Yes. And blow up sheep.
Do you guys sell a lot of different toys and stuff there?
Yes.
What's your biggest seller?
Our biggest seller is the dildo that looks like a baby's arm with a handle on it. It's called the Fister.
And, I guess I'm kind of naive. I guess what is that used for? I mean,
oh hell, I don't know.
Oh,
people are sick.
Do you guys have like a layaway plan there?
Yes, it's better than Walmart's layaway plan. We let you put anything on layaway. You want to put a nudie magazine on layaway, we let you do that.
Really? Wow. Man.
do you know, like, what's your favorite nudie magazine to read or to look at, I guess?
Bear.
The name of it is Bear?
Yes.
B-E-A-R or B-A-R-E?
B-E-A-R.
What is that, like a monthly, bi-monthly?
Oh, it's very bi.
Oh, well, Pat, I hope you have a great Thanksgiving, you and Chris. I hope everything goes well. And are your parents not around anymore?
No, they're pushing up the daisies, honey.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
That's okay. They were drunks.
Oh, really? Did they beat you as a child?
Yes.
Did you like it?
Yes. They used to shoot tennis balls at me.
Why would they? So were they big tennis players?
They had one of those tennis ball throwers, and they used to aim it right at my ass. That's how I got the warts.
In the living room, or like in the house, or did they like take you outside and make you do it?
Down in the basement.
Oh, did you spend a lot of time in the basement?
Yes.
How old are you now, Pat?
55.
55. Well, you don't sound a day over 54.
Well, thank you, honey.
No problem.
Well, I smoke a lot.
You smoke cigarettes?
Yes.
Really?
And pole.
And what?
Pole.
I'm sorry, Pat. I don't mean to laugh. I'm not laughing at you.
Oh, it's okay, honey. I understand.
I'm laughing with you.
It happens when people figure out everything.
So what are you doing for Christmas? I mean, that's just around the corner, too. I mean, are you a big holiday shopper?
No, not really. I'm Jewish, honey.
Oh, you're Jew. I didn't know you were a Jew.
Yes.
Is it wrong to call you a Jew? Or?
No.
Oh. So... How long have you and Chris been together?
25 years now, hon.
25 years. How do you keep it fresh? How do you keep the love alive?
Lots of swapping.
Oh. Well, yeah, that's one way to do it, I guess. Where did you two meet?
We met at the little fair.
Oh, you met at the fair?
Yes.
Wow, you were just 20 years old at that time.
I was 30.
Oh. I guess. Sorry, I'm not really good at math.
It's okay, honey. I understand.
Well, I won't keep you any longer. I know you're a busy, busy person.
But it's okay.
I it's always a pleasure to talk to you, and I dearly, and I can speak for Coley and BJ, but your support, and you know, we really do appreciate everything and you listening to the show and stuff.
Well, I thank you guys. I listen to you all the time while I'm doing my partner Chris.
You listen while you're doing it?
Yes.
Do you listen on the Stitcher app, or do you listen on iTunes or on IBWMP.com?
I listen on that Silent Storm radio, silly.
Oh, you listen to the live. Oh, so you listen to it live.
Sometimes. Oh. When I don't have to work. But other times I do listen on IBWIP.
Well, that's good. Do you have a smartphone?
No.
Oh. Do you have a stupid phone?
Yes. I am 55. I can't figure out how to work those things.
Yeah. Well, it's understandable. You're Jewish.
Yes. I don't want to spend any money.
Have you ever dabbled in film? I mean, the Jewish people are really into the film industry.
Yes, me and Chris have made some films.
Oh, I meant like feature films.
Well, these are kind of features.
Well,
as our features.
Your silhouettes.
Yes.
Well, I have so many more questions for you, Pat, but I know you're busy, and I know you got to get back to the store. So thank you so much, and it's a pleasure talking to you. And if I don't talk to you before the holidays, have a great holiday.
Thank you very much, honey. You too.
All right. God bless you.
Shalom.
All righty, folks. That was our interview with an intern, Pat.
Oh, shit.
And my favorite thing about Pat is, you know, I felt really bad afterwards, and I sent an email, and I was like, hey, I hope you aren't mad that I wasn't trying to make fun of you. I wasn't laughing at you. I go, it was just so much so funny. And it was so funny because the email back was Radio Gold. So thanks to Pat for the interview with an intern. Oh gosh, what did you guys think?
I liked it a lot.
It was hilarious. I about spit beer out of my mouth laughing. Not again, like, not at him, her, shim, whatever.
Oh.
That's a good one, Blake.
That's a Twinkie burp. And speaking of Twinkie.
Hey, are you drinking out of your sparkly glass?
No, I can't find it.
Yahoo! It's Twinkie the King! Wow!
Howdy, partners! Come on to Hostess Twinkie Town for some golden sponge cake Twinkies.
Watch out! They're stealing the Hostess Twinkie!
Watch this. Here's your reward.
Thanks. creamy filling.
Yep, you get a big delight in every bite of Hostess Twinkies.
That's why I tell Molly every night. You get a big delight with each bite.
I like to bite.
Don't matter, just don't bite it. She swallowed it. All right, folks. Sorry, I think that that commercial was from 19, I don't know, it was black and white, so 1950-something.
I like those commercials.
But by Blake's math, that could have been 19.
True.
I was 30. I want to let everybody know, this is some of the stuff that's coming up on IBWIP. Since Facebook really likes to fuck us in the ass now, so we can't let everybody know what's going on, we really are focusing on letting you guys know the schedule here on IBWIP. Episode 74 features an interview with T. Jr. from the Honky Tonk Hustlers. That is currently available. This episode, episode 75, which we should have titled, Congratulations! What'd you say it was the penis pump cruise or something? What did you say earlier? Yeah.
Congratulations! You just won a penis pump cruise to beautiful Bahamas!
Congratulations. And this episode will be released as a podcast on the 23rd. So after you're sitting around fat on your ass all day and hungover like BJ will be, you can listen to it the day after Thanksgiving.
You trying to say I'm fat?
No, I was trying to say you're drunk. There's a big difference.
Okay.
Then episode 76 is going to be featuring an interview and performance with Carrie Nation in the Speakeasy, and that will include a video on our Pia Vision YouTube page, and it will be released on the last day of November, which is the 30th. We're going to follow that by doing one more live episode for this year. I think that's on I forget what day it is. And then episode 77 will be an interview and a performance with Lone Wolf, OMB, including the video of his interview and performance on RPA Vision. And that's going to come out on December 14th.
Nice.
And we just got confirmation today. Rachel Brooke will be on the show on the final day of the year.
Nice.
So we look forward to that. So if you haven't checked out some of the past shows, definitely go back into the archives. Go back to when BJ first started 2 years ago. They're hilarious.
Yeah, great.
Okay. Are you still mad I called you drunk?
I am a drunk.
Oh.
I'm fat, too.
I'm fat too. I just ate a fucking $100 Twinkie.
But I will not be hungover, Blake.
You won't?
No, I drink my wine before I eat dinner. So, like, the tryptophan plus the coming down off all the alcohol because I just stuffed my guts full of food, I get a hangover that day.
Huh.
The one thing I don't understand, I always say every year, I'm not going to eat too much because I don't want to feel bloated afterwards. And what do I end up doing? I eat way too fucking much. What? I just don't.
There's so much good food.
Now, see, for me, I really don't eat that much on Thanksgiving because I don't like anything. You know what I mean?
That was the gayest statement I've ever heard out of anybody's mouth ever.
I mean, of all like the holiday, the Thanksgiving stuff, like I only like turkey and I only like corn and I only like mashed potatoes. So how stuffed can you get, you know?
You don't eat
like
stuffing?
I like dressing.
Okay, would you eat it if it had sausage in it?
I'd eat it if you made it. Molly tried to kill me. We had Thanksgiving dinner, me, her, and the boys this weekend. She tried to kill me. 2 hours after we had the meal, I'm shitting out water, cramping in the bathroom on my stomach. I thought I was going to die.
Why? What's the matter, Blake?
I think she's trying to kill me.
Could she be putting Visine in your coffee?
Yeah. She's putting Visine in. That's why the potatoes were yellow. I said, honey, why are these? She's like, well, those are Idaho yellow potatoes. And I'm like, I don't really know if I've ever heard of those.
Oh, my.
Oh, God.
All right, well, we're wrapping up. I want to go ahead and remind everybody, you can hear It Burns When I Pee on Stitcher's smartphone. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows, such as this, directly on your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phone. On demand and on the go. You don't have Stitcher? Why don't you go over, download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smartest way to listen to radio.
Yes.
But also, it's when you listen to it, it doesn't eat up like your bandwidth or whatever on your phone.
Oh, cool.
So if you do have a smartphone, unlike Pat, you can listen to Stitcher. Coley, you want to go ahead and set us up for your double D shot here?
Yes, if I can try to remember off the top of my head, it was Otis Taylor with Hey Joe. And I'm going to need help with the other one.
The other one was St. James by The Devil Makes Three.
Yes, thank you.
All right, folks, everybody have a safe and happy Thanksgiving. Guys, I really wish I was not so lazy and I could make the 12-hour drive overnight.
Oh, it's okay.
It's okay. We were going to have an orgy waiting here for you, Blake.
Oh, God damn it.
And Malls.
Malls is like, whew, I would have not known what to do in that situation. Because she would care about people's feelings. She wouldn't want to hurt anybody's feelings. You know what I mean?
There's no feelings involved.
She's like, oh, I don't want to really want a beer ride, but I don't want to make BJ upset.
Molly, you wouldn't want a beer ride?
I don't know.
Wah, wah, wah.
Wah, wah, wah. All right, folks, remember to send us some fan feedback. You can email us at BlakeIBWIP, AmishBJ at IBWIP, or ColdBeer at IBWIP. We would love to hear from you. Thanks again to everyone. Good night. And I want to remind everybody that this segment was sponsored, this segment of It Burns When I Pee was sponsored by Trojan Magnum Condoms. Fellas, if you're packing
condos,
sorry, fellas, if you're packing a baby arm in those pants of the pants of yours, God, this was going to be really fun. I worked on this one for like an hour. Let's try this again. Well, folks, goddamn.
The boys are even doing it from back in their bedroom. They're going,
okay, anyway. All right, count me down so I can do this again.
Two.
Three. Two.
This segment of It Burns When I Pee is sponsored by Trojan Magnum Condoms. Fellas, if you're packing... if you're packing a baby's arm in those pants of yours, choose Trojan Magnum Condoms to keep yourself from 18 years of child support. Thank you, folks, and have a wonderful night.
See y'all.
See ya.
What you doing with that gun in your hand? Hey Joe, what you doing with that gun in your hand?
I caught my woman, oh, with another man. I caught my woman with another man. I shot my woman, I shot her down. I shot my woman, I shot her down. I think I'm gonna go down the Mexico way. I think I'm gonna go down the Mexico way. Ain't no hangman gonna put no hangman noose around me, baby. Ain't no hangman gonna put no hangman news around me.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.